Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello and welcome back to Morning Mindset. Of course, I am your host, Paul Markle. And just in case this is your very first time listening, A, welcome, and B, you got a whole lot of catching up to do because we are almost finished. We are almost through the 14 United States Marine Corps leadership traits in our leadership training course. And today we're going to talk about knowledge. Knowledge is the K in JJ Did Tie Buckle. All right. Knowledge is the understanding of a science or art. Knowledge means that you have acquired information and that you understand people. Your knowledge should be broad. And in addition to knowing your job, you should know your unit's policies and keep up with current events. All right, what does the Marine Corps suggest for ways that you can improve your knowledge? Well, it's not that complicated. Increasing your knowledge means remaining alert. Listen, observe, and find out about things you don't understand. Study field manuals and other military literature. And I would add to that that you should be a student for life. You should continuously seek out new information, knowledge, and so forth. So, knowledge, you say, well, obviously, Paul, that's something that would be that a leader would have, right? Well, not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily seem that obvious. Many people that are put in positions of authority, once they get into a position of authority, they stop learning. They stop training. They stop seeking knowledge because they don't have to anymore. Because they're the boss now. Because now they're in charge. They had to learn all that stuff when they weren't in charge so that they could get in charge. But when you're setting an example, when you're a leader, you should be thirsty for knowledge. I actually had I've got a good friend who is a firearms trainer and an instructor, but he likes to say that there's no such thing as a master and there's no such thing as an instructor. There are students and student instructors. And by saying that, what he means is even though you're put into a position where you're the teacher or the instructor or the coach, you still are required to be a student. You should continuously be learning. And I think that's good advice to everyone. If you get in a position where you're in charge of people or you're the boss and you stop learning or you stop seeking knowledge, then you just fall back on whatever it was that you learned years before. And one thing you don't want to be in a position or one position you do not want to be in is that of where your subordinates, the people that you're in charge of, always seem to know more about a subject than you do. You're not really a leader if the people that you're leading constantly display more knowledge of the task at hand or the job or whatever it happens to be than you. You need to be the master of that subject, whatever it happens to be. If you're a coach, you know, if you're coaching sports, if you are a business leader and you're leading people in manufacturing or whatever it happens to be, sales, or you need to know as much about that subject as humanly possible. And how do you do that? Well, you need to discipline yourself. You're going to need to discipline yourself to seek out that knowledge. You guys might remember a segment that we did way back when I talked about, are you worth it? Are you worth the cost and the time to get training? Oh, yeah. You remember that now, don't you? Yeah, it's almost like I knew this was going to happen. But are you worth it? Is the time investment and the monetary investment worth it? Only you can answer that. But the fact of the matter is, if you hope to be in a leadership position, if you hope to be in a position where people are, well, looking up to you, following you, you are leading them, you need to know what the heck you're talking about. And it's not always easy. I've been a firearms instructor for a long, long, long time, many decades. And often I will encounter people, not so much anymore, but I would encounter people, especially when I was contracting with the United States military, who said, oh, I already know all that. I know that stuff regarding firearms training and so forth. And I was like, oh, okay, you know that stuff. How do you know that stuff? Oh, well, I took a training class in, and then they would say things like, you know, 1999 or 2002, and this is 12, 13 years beyond that. And I said, well, you know, if the last time you took a class was 11 years ago, you might want to have a little bit of a refresher here. Think about your physician. Think about your doctor.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's say you had to go in for surgery, whatever kind of surgery it happens to be. Would you want your surgeon to be a person who continuously maintained their knowledge, continuously went to seminars and training and so forth, so that they were up to date on the latest surgical procedures? Or would you choose the surgeon that hasn't had any training or new knowledge applied and since they graduated from medical school in 1978? You're like, well, no, I want the surgeon who's like way up to date, like 100% up to date on the most modern surgical techniques possible. I don't want a guy hacking on me that hasn't had any training since 1984. Well, there you go. So when it comes to knowledge, it's really not all that hard, but it requires effort on your part. It requires dedication on your part. Many times people will say to me, I don't have time to read. That's something that I hear all the time. I hear this all the time from people who are professionals. They're like, oh, you understand, you know, whatever, Paul. I know you're always suggesting these books and this and that, but I don't have time to read. I don't have time for that. Okay, well, that is how you get knowledge. In addition to attending training courses and seminars and so forth, one of the easiest ways for you to acquire more knowledge is to just pick up a piece of dead tree, or if you're a Kindle guy or girl, open it up and start reading and exercising your brain. Yes, I understand that you're busy. You probably have a family. You probably have a full-time job. But is that an excuse or a reason? Is that a reason or an excuse? If you want to be a leader, you need to fill your brain with knowledge. And sometimes that requires a little bit of sacrifice and taking the time to do so. So, and most knowledge today, I mean, books are not really expensive, especially in our modern era with Kindle. I mean, if you've got a smartphone or a tablet that has the Kindle app, they're very, very inexpensive. It's not like it used to be. And we have all this knowledge available to us at our fingertips. With the World Wide Web, the internets, right? We should have the most well-informed populace in the history of man. But do we? Do we have the most well-informed populace in the history of man? Or do we have a bunch of ignorant dolts walking around because all they use the internet for is, or their smartphone or their iPhone, is to play little candy games, into as it basically a distraction tool. Is your tablet, is your iPad, is your phone, is that something you use to gain more knowledge? Or is it something that just simply distracts you from what's going on in the world today? So I'm going to go ahead and wrap that right now. But knowledge, I strongly encourage you to increase your knowledge, observe, and pay attention. That's one of the things that they said, listen, observe, and pay attention to that which goes on around you. That's like free knowledge right there, isn't it? All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for joining me. We've got two more leadership traits. We have loyalty and endurance. So stick with us. We're almost done. I am your host, Paul Markle, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.